You're very welcome back. A possible diplomatic solution to the ongoing war between Israel and Iran kicks off in Geneva today, although it's unclear if Iran will fully participate. UK, French and German foreign ministers are due to meet their Iranian counterpart, with the talks focused on Iran's nuclear programme. The clock is ticking, though, with US President Trump giving an effective two-week deadline to make progress. To get the latest, we're joined by Euronews Europe correspondent Shona Murray. Good afternoon, Shona.
Hello, Paul.
What role does the EU or individual member states hope to make in these talks?
Well, the meeting today is just started, and that's between the E3, which is France, Germany and the UK, and then Kaya Kallas, who's the EU's foreign policy chief. And then afterwards, the E3, the three countries' individual member states, hope to then meet with the Iranian foreign minister, Araghchi. And the idea is to get back on a diplomatic track, to eventually then regain talks with the United States and to end or de-escalate the war or the armed conflict as it is right now. I mean, hopes are not exactly very high. But David Lammy, who's representing the UK, has just come back from negotiations with Marco Rubio. So there's sort of shuttle diplomacy going on there, because Iran is not talking directly to the United States anymore. Since, I mean, I suppose the Iranians' perspective is that the US and potentially the EU aren't exactly independent brokers here, because there are concerns around the EU support for the Israeli attacks.
And do we know if there's even a united position between the UK, France and Germany on what they want from Iran?
Those three, there is. They're at the G7. We heard that they were supporting the Israeli strikes, but that they want to see much more transparency when it comes to Iran's nuclear program, and for the Iranians to be not in breach of the non-proliferation treaty, because that was the thing that I suppose triggered this particular issue that the IAEA had come out. I mean, they also would like to see, I mean, here in Brussels, some evidence in relation to, from Israel, in relation to what was about to happen with Iran, because we know Israel's strikes were preemptive.
What do you think about the chances of success, particularly given the Iranian foreign minister saying this lunchtime that he doesn't want to negotiate while Israel is continuing to bomb his country?
Well, the expectations are low, Paul. I mean, that's exactly the key thing. The Iranians say that they're under attack. They also, though, are concerned about the fact that Donald Trump has said he's got 2 weeks to weigh up his options and decide whether he will then support Israel in his attacks against Iran, which would be catastrophic for the country. So at the same time, the Iranians can say that, but are they going to put at risk the might of the United States military against their country when already things are very difficult for them? So I think there will be some appetite from the Iranian perspective. But I mean, we had the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations here yesterday saying that the Iranians feel the EU has some responsibility here, potentially maybe as a broker, but also that it's given implicit support to the Israelis. But remember, back at in 2015, when the JCPOA, the Iran deal, was being negotiated, the EU was very key to that. But the EU has also lost its influence a lot, because when Donald Trump pulled out in 2017, he did that unilaterally, and really it's lost momentum since then. So the EU would like to see its ability to have some influence on this situation.
We'll be tracking that story. Euronews Europe correspondent Shona Murray, thank you very much for joining us.